Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark. You're listening to the Texans Today podcast, and my name is Drew Doherty. On Wednesday, the Texans practiced at the Methodist Training Center across the street from Reliance Stadium. And when it was through, we spoke with Glover Quinn, the rookie cornerback who started in his first game last week against the Raiders. And now, he's got a big challenge in front of him, facing a talented receiving core with the Arizona Cardinals.
Larry Fitzgerald and Anquan Boldin, they play totally different. And so, I mean, you can't double one, because the other one, you know, is just as dangerous. So, I mean, we just have to, you know, go in and, you know, make good calls and execute the calls. And, I mean, just, you know that they're probably make a few plays, but we just have to try to make more plays than they make.
Coach said that this week some of the young guys are going to have to grow up real fast dealing with this kind of offense. Do you feel like this maybe could help you shake the rookie status to get into this game?
Yeah, I mean, you have to, because, I mean, we have two, you know, rookie corners, and I mean, they're going to have 3-4 wide receivers on the field every play, so probably going to get a lot of action this week. So we're going to grow up real fast, especially going against this offense.
It's good that you have some work under your belt already, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Can you kind of describe what makes Boldin and Fitzgerald so different?
Anquan Boldin is just like, I mean, he's just different. I mean, he's very physical. Like, he likes the contact. He wants you to get body on it so he can go the other way. And Larry Fitzgerald, he's Larry Fitzgerald. You know, he, you know, deep threat, runs all the routes, go across the middle. They move him around so much. And, I mean, he's just a good player. So they have two different game styles. We just have to, you know, prepare for both of them and be ready to make some plays.
From what you've seen on film of them and then from what you see every day practice with Andre Johnson, how do they all stack up, the three of them?
I mean, they're all great. I mean, it's a luxury to get to go against Andre Johnson every day in practice, though. I mean, if you can go against Andre every day in practice, I mean, it don't get much better on Sunday. So, you know, Andre's up there right at the top with all those guys. But, you know, Larry and Anquan are great receivers.
Another rookie, Bryce McCain from Utah, has seen significant playing time this season and will do so again Sunday against Arizona. He, too, knows the challenge in front of him.
I ain't been nervous since probably the first game, preseason game. I don't really get nervous anymore. It's just football to me. I just can't wait to go out there and play.
Your teammate said Larry Fitzgerald is just another nameless face when you get on the field. Is that
yeah,
the kind of
mentality? Oh, yeah. I go get some of the best receivers every day. So just go out there and play the game. I've been playing South 6, so it's been a blessing. I get to go against Andre and all the other guys every day, so. Fitzgerald, I can't wait to go out there and see what he was like, see what he's like on TV, and hey, it's just football.
Yeah, from what you have seen on film of him, how's he stack up after doing what you do against Andre Johnson every day in practice?
Man, every receiver's kind of different. Fitzgerald, man, he goes up and attacks the ball, man. Watching him last year on TV and everything, I was like, dang, he won the best receivers, you know what I mean? So I come out here and get to go against Andre every day, so it's a blessing that I get to go against all these good receivers.
So do you think that helps being able to – you've dealt with Andre since the first day, so will that help you on Sunday?
Personally, I'm competitive, man. I look forward to it. I don't really – when we get on the field, you're just another player to me. Fitzgerald, hands down, one of the best receivers in the NFL, but – I got to put that aside and go out there and play football.
Best receiver in the NFL?
A lot of them. I don't know who the best. Andre, Fitzgerald, Ojo Seco. A lot of good receivers in the league. I get the blessing of playing against all of them this year.
Dante said he's not worried about the young guys, you know, what this challenge y'all are facing. Are you nervous? Are you excited?
Nah, I don't get nervous. I don't really get nervous no more. It just bothered me. My job is to make sure everybody on the team has confidence in me, put me out there and go get some of these top receivers. So that's what I do every day. I work hard to gain their confidence and go out there and do my job.
How impressive is Warner as a quarterback and what he does?
Like just same as a receiver. I went against a lot of great quarterbacks. Brett Favre, everybody's present. So I just can't wait to go out there and see. He looked good on film. Everybody looked good on film to go out there and play.
Safety Bernard Pollard has been with the team for just a few weeks. He started his first game as a Texan last Sunday, and he says the Texans will be ready on Sunday with the Cardinals receiving corps. How does Andre Johnson stack up? You've gone against him here in practice. You've seen him in the league. Where's he compare? What's he contrast with Fitzgerald and with Bolden?
Andre's a top receiver in the league. You know, you have to take your hat off to that guy. You know, his approach to the game, like I was saying with Kurt Warner, you know, he doesn't have the years that Kurt Warner has, but he has accomplished a lot in a short amount of time. And he's a big physical receiver. He can catch the ball. He can run like he's 5'10", 180 pounds. You know, and you see a guy with that weight on him, and you see a guy with the hands that he has, you know, you know that's success. And he's a good guy. He really is. He's a good guy.
And how about Fitzgerald and Bolden? What do they bring to the table?
Oh man, you know, big bodies. You know you can't let Larry Fitzgerald get started. And Anquan Bolden is a running back playing receiver. You know, he's a big stalky guy, and we have to tackle. We have to run with them guys, and we have to bring them down. And if we can keep them out of the game, that'd be great. But you know, at the end of the day, this is the NFL. This is the NFL, and them guys make millions of dollars, and they get paid the millions of dollars because of the plays that they make. So we got to limit that, and I think if we do that, we'd be successful in this game.
Last thing, I know you guys don't overlook him. You know who he is, but a lot of folks, because of Bolden, because of Fitzgerald, don't realize how good a receiver Steve Breaston is. He had 1,000 yards last year. What sort of threat is he?
Well, I mean, I know Steve because I played against him in college, you know, a few times. So, you know, he is a really good – he's a really good receiver. And, you know, a lot of people do, you know – a lot of people don't realize where he's at on the field because everybody's trying to occupy 11 or occupy 81. But at the end of the day, we have to do our job. And I think if we do our job, and that's across the board with every receiver, you know, I think that that's going to be big. And I think, you know, our corners and our secondary and our defense, our team, we all stepped up. You know, everybody's stepping up and saying, you know what, we're going to put it on our shoulders and we're going to carry this team together. We're not going to try to be a one-man show. We're not going to try to look for one guy to do this or whatever. We have to put it all on our shoulder and we have to lead this team.
From your perspective, you got to be, you know, this is an opportunity for you to see, you know, how you measure up against these guys too.
Yeah, well, you know, every game, every week is a challenge, you know, and you don't walk in thinking anybody's, you know, slumps or, you know, whatever. So we have to – this is the NFL, and everybody's a pro. Every team, you know, can lose any week. You know, every team, you know, can take a loss. You know, I don't care who you are. And, you know, it's not just about me. It's about this team, you know. And this team, you know, we're looking to be successful. And our goal is the Super Bowl. And, you know, if we get there, you know, we handled our job.
And most importantly for this defense is to – repeat the performance that you guys had last week.
Well, you know, that's momentum. And we was actually just talking while we were, you know, kind of getting maintenance on the body. But, you know, we have to, if a match isn't lit up under our butt right now, you know, I don't know what's wrong. You know, we have to let that carry over. And we have to play at a high tempo. And, you know, we see what we could have did on defense. We see what we could have did better. Offense see what they could have did better. But, you know, nobody's going to play a perfect game. But at the end of the day, you have to go out there and you have to play your butt off.
We thank you again for listening to this Texans Today podcast, and we remind you to stay here at HoustonTexans.com for all the information you could ever want and need about your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.
Football time in Houston, and we're ready to play.